Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Leslie. It's great to be here with you in the building. I'd like to add my welcome to you and to everybody online. It's great to have you once again joining with us online. Although we're not together physically, many of us, we are one community, one body, as we've demonstrated in communion. So we are in a series called Built to Last. So it's the picture of building a building, a house or some kind of building. And we want to build into our lives strong foundations and strength that we can stand in these difficult times, any difficult times. So this Built to Last theme is actually four series that we've been preaching through. For this first series, we called Groundworks. It's the foundation. And we talked about being founded on the love of God. The second series, which we finished last week, was called Ground Up. So it's just about our response to God, devoted to God, our love to God. And we finished that last week. So it's a picture of our, like pillars going upwards and as our response towards God's love. This week, I want to take a pause. I'm not going straight into the next series yet. We're just pausing, and I want to look back, and I want to look forward to the next two series and to see how it fits together. Because the four series on Built to Last are actually like four pieces of a jigsaw. They don't make sense on their own. So I want to get to see the whole picture. So the title I've got for this series is A Church That Is Loved and Is Loving. A church that is loved and is loving. So as I say, the first series, Groundworks, was the foundation of God's love for us. And so there is a verse that I've repeatedly read, and I'm going to read it again, which is Ephesians 3, verse 16 to 19. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and founded in love, may have power to go with, together with all God's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of God, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. That's the purpose that we want to come to. We may be filled with the measure of all the fullness of God. What? That's a, Paul prayed that prayer. It's just so ridiculously extravagant what he wants. But that's what God offers. And right in the middle, he says this: I pray that you've been rooted and founded in love. That's the root. It's God's love is our foundation, our root. And he prays that we get it by revelation. That's the foundation of our lives, God's love for us. Nicky Gumbel, who runs the Alpha courses and speaks on many of them, he says this: the gospel is this, God loves you. I can't do it with a Nicky Gumbel voice, but it just when he says it, you just feel God's love. That this is it, the gospel. God loves you. And so that first series, we talked about grace. We talked about the cross, the forgiveness that we're focused on in the communion. And we talked about being sons and daughters of God. Just trying to build a picture of how much God loves. And we've been praying that prayer that God reveals his love to us. When I first thought of this series, I thought we'd do one on the love of God. And we ended up, then I thought we'd go to four. We ended up doing it at six or eight. And no apologies for that. This is the utter foundation. I think the slide just came up. The foundation is that brick of the love of God. And all the other three series are built on that series. So series two is our response. It's loving God. And we call it from the ground up. And the beginning of our loving God is God loving us. This is what it says in 1 John. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for sins. And verse 19 of 1 John 4 says, we love because he first loved us. Our love for God is a response. I heard someone say that ultimately we should be loving God for who he is and not what he does for us. But the Bible says different, that we love as a response. We're not the initiator like God is. He loves before we loved him. We love because he loved us. It's our response. If you want to love God more, if you feel you're not loving God enough, I want to say don't start by trying to do more for him. Don't try that. That will not make you love God more. If you want to love God more, which will ultimately mean you serve him more, ask for more revelation of his love for you. If we have more revelation, then we will love him back more. And so if you feel your love waning, go back to the truths of God's love, that God died on a cross for you. God died for you. He took away your sins. He gave everything for you because of his love. Go back to that revelation, not try and strive to do more to gain his love, because that won't work. You'll just get yourself in a negative cycle. Let's love God. That's why worship, we said, is so important. We're reminding ourselves of what God's done, his beautiful love for us. God's love for you and me will not make you solid and stable. It's the revelation of that in our lives that will make us stable. The love will never change. His love is a solid foundation. To build on it, we have to have that revelation. Amen? Now, the next two series that we're going on to are also about, all these series about love. The next two series about, the next one is loving one another. And the last series about loving the world. Loving one another and loving the world. All these are about loving people. And again, these series are linked. Series 2, our love for God, cannot stand on its own. It has to stand together with our Series 3, loving one another. I'll tell you why. Next verse in 1 John says this. 1 John 4 verse 20 says this. Whoever claims to love God, yet hates a brother or sister, is a liar. Whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen, cannot love God whom they have not seen. I love this verse. It's really quite direct and provoking. If we claim to love God and yet have hatred for a brother or sister, we are a liar. It's very strong words. But God says that. He says to express our love for God, we must love one another. We are created by God for relationship, for community. The expression of our love for God is to love each other. The greatest expression of our love for God is to love the people he loves. Who does he love? The whole world. We need to love each other. The expression of the expression of our love for God is loving one another. But the root of our loving God comes from his love for us. I think I've put that on the slide. That the roots of all this love that we express must come from the love of God and the revelation of that God. So the roots go down into the love of God, and the love flows up from that into loving God, loving each other within the church, and loving the world. So the way that we relate must, the way that we understand God's love must express itself in the way that we relate to one another. Now, this lockdown has massively hindered our ability to interact, yeah? It's really got in the way. And this week, Andrew and I were talking, and we realized that lockdown has affected us more than we'd realized. You know, we've really found it difficult not to see people, to have people in our homes, to be in their homes, to meet in groups, and to laugh together, to talk together. That we've really, really missed that. Anybody else miss that? But we found that we have adapted and got used to it probably too much. And it's good to be able to adapt and get used to things. That is something that God gives us the ability to get used to situations. But if we over-adapt to this unnatural lack of community, that's not good. And for me personally, because I'm maybe because of my personality, I'm an introvert, I'm an internal processor, which means I tend to think things through a lot before I say them. I've found that I can have a tendency to withdraw into my own internal world, and it's not good. Even at home, I can be withdrawn. And luckily for me, Adriana will tell me, but it is a battle for me. It's a new battle because I've not been in this situation before. But I want to share that because some of you might relate to that you've found yourself in adapting to this strange situation. You start to adapt to a very small world. It becomes comfortable, but it's not good because God's created us a community. So I want to say, if you're watching online, from now on you can be here. I know for those who've got children that's perhaps a challenge, but if you can be here, do be here. Don't become too comfortable. You know what? I had a dream about this because I was meditating on this and what we talked about. And basically in this dream, I realized that a bubble, which we're in now, bubbles, which are for our protection, if we're not careful, they can become a prison. We get used to this bubble and we reinforce the bubble until we're trapped in it. And so don't let that happen. Let us remember that as lockdown stops and we're more free, that we need to break out. We need to safely, don't break the rules, but we need to continue to interact more. So if that's you, you know, I'll want to be praying for you and for myself that we escape this accommodation of situations that's strange. We don't over-adapt. Because the way we're built for community, God's love for us should affect the way we relate to others. And I don't want to say too much about this because if I do that, I'm going to preempt the next series. Because the next series are going to talk about how we relate to each other as a community of the church and how we relate to the world. But I want to say a couple of things about how God's love for us affects the way we interact. John 13:34, this is Jesus talking, he said this: "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you are also to love one another." I think that's the only new commandment he gave. Love one another. So that's really key. He sums up, the Bible says that love sums up the whole of the law. All the commandments is summed up in love. And he gives us what is an impossible commandment, that we love one another as Jesus loved us. That is a very high standard. I can't even begin to start to live that without the power of God from it. And the power of that of God for us to love comes from our revelation that God loves us. Amen? We need to have that ready. But if we were to think in all our interactions with everybody, how has God loved me and how am I to love this person? Then I think that might start to change our interactions. And secondly, as I said, there's loads of things I can say, but one other thing that we'll say is Colossians 3:13 says this: "As the Lord has forgiven you, you must also forgive. Unforgiveness is, and we will be talking about this, is a massive barrier to relationship. But Jesus said, you have been forgiven, so forgive one another. If we could just, in all our interactions, we know the reality of living within a community. It's a family, isn't it? And family, there's attrition. Family is great, but it's not always without its challenges. Yep. Some of you live in the perfect family, I could tell by. But we don't. Anytime there's a community of more than one person, then there's possibility that we'll get annoyed at each other, we'll upset each other, that things don't work out as smoothly as we want them to be. So if we were to stop and think, how does God see that person? How does God see me? And remember what we've taught. Stop and think about God's grace to me. God's calling on my life despite my sin. The fact that he's a father to me, that he's adopted us as sons and daughters. If we were to think of that and extend that same grace to other people, it should really change the way we think. That really annoying person is loved by God, is designed to be a son or daughter of God, has a calling on his or her life. We can discard them, but God never does. God's called them. That would change the way we interact. So what I'm trying to say is, that little diagram that we saw, that the love of God, which God shows to all of us, is a foundation that qualities of that should flow up into our love towards God, our love towards one another, and our love towards the whole world. Because if we don't put our roots into that love, soon our patience with people will run out. Amen? Mine will. We have to draw on that love. So that is why that is the foundation of the foundation. And right at the middle of these series, I want to remind us that we were, all other series, root back into the love of God that God has for us. And it affects the way we interact. And that is simply the message. The foundation and what we're building on to make us strong is all about love. Love from God, love towards God, love for each other, and love to the world. It's all about love. So I want to just close, and I want to pray a few prayers. First, I want to say, if you feel unloved or unloving, or you're struggling to love, the answer is the same. It's the love that God has for us. If you feel unloved, then just want to say the truth from the Bible says this, that God demonstrates his love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. We are loved. We are loved by God. If you feel unloving, that you struggle to love, and which of us don't struggle to love at times, the Bible has this promise, that the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. That the answer is, the Holy Spirit needs to love through us. Maybe you're watching this online, maybe you're connecting in for the first time, and you think, I don't know this love of God. I don't never experience this. I'm not following Christ. As Dan shared earlier, we can know that love today. You just need to reach out and say to God that you want to follow him and obey him. You know why we should follow God? Because he has the best for us. He wants us to follow his ways because he loves us and his ways are the best for us. Love wants the best for the people they love. And God wants the best for us. And he says, follow these ways and live, the Bible says. And he wants us to live So he calls you to follow him, and you just have to cry out to him wherever you are, in whatever words you want, and say, I want to follow you. And he will come to you by his Holy Spirit. So you can do that. But I want to pray for all of us that we experience this love. Not only from God, but the love of God in our hearts that helps us to love. Father, I thank you that you are love. No wonder you say that we're rooted and founded in love, because we're rooted and founded in you, and you are love. And Father, I want to pray, Father, that prayer of Paul, that we, being rooted and founded in love, may have power along with all the saints to know the height, the depth, the length and the breadth of the love of God. Pray for everybody here and everybody watching that we would know this love, that we will be filled to the measure of Christ. I pray that that love would not only be something we feel from you, but we feel in us for others, that the Holy Spirit sheds abroad in our hearts the love of God, that we know this love is not from our own self, but comes from the power of the Spirit. We pray that we would experience that more and more in your power, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.